ब्राजेष्णुभिर्या परितो विराजते। लसद्विमानावलिभिर्यमहात्मनाम् विद्योत्तमाना प्रमदत्तमाधुभि श्रीविद्युत्भ्रावलिभिर्यथा नभः ब्राजेष्णभिर्य परितो विराजते। लसद्विमानावलिभिर्महात्मनाम् विद्योत्तमाना प्रमोदोत्तमाधुभि सविद्भ्रावलिभिर्यथा नभ ब्राजेष्णुभिर्या परितो विराजते। लसद्विमानावलिभिर्यमहात्मना विद्योत्तमाना प्रमदोत्तमाधुभि सविद्भ्रावलिभिर्यथा नभ महात्मना विद्योत्तमाना प्रमदोत्तमाधुभि सविद्युतभ्रावलिभिर्यथा नभ ब्राजुष्णुभिर्य परितो विराजते। लसद्विमानावलिभिर्महात्मनाम् विद्योत्तमाना प्रमोदोत्तमाधुभि सविद्युतभ्रावलिभिर्यथा नभ।
मातजीस
ब्राजेष्णुभिर्य परितो विराजते। तसद्विमाना महात्मना विद्योत्तमाना प्रमदोत्तमाधुभि सविद्युद्ब्रावलीभिर्यथा नभ।
वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। ब्राजिष्णुभि बाय द ग्लोइंग यह द वैकुंठ लोकास परित सराउंडेड बाय विराजते द सिचुएटेड लसत ब्रिलियंट विमाना एयरप्लेन्स अवालिभि असेंबलेज महात्मना of the great devotees of the Lord, Vidyottamana, beautiful like lightning, Pramada, ladies, Uttama, celestial, Adyubhi, by complexion, Savidyuta, with electric lightning, Abravalibhi, with clouds in the sky, Yatha, as it were, Nabha, the sky. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Vaikuntha planets are also surrounded by various airplanes, all glowing and brilliantly situated. These airplanes belong to the great Mahatmas or devotees of the Lord. The ladies are as beautiful as lightning because of their celestial complexions. And all this combined together appear just like the sky decorated with both clouds enlightening. Purport.
It appears that in the Vaikuntha planets there are also airplanes brilliantly glowing, and they are occupied by the great devotees of the Lord with ladies of celestial beauty as brilliant as lightning. As there are airplanes, so there must be different types of carriages like airplanes, but they may not be driven machines, as we have experienced in this world. Because everything is of the same nature of eternity, bliss and knowledge, the airplanes and carriages are of the same quality as Brahman. Although there is nothing except Brahman, one should not mistakenly think that there is only void and no variegatedness. Thinking like that is due to a poor fund of knowledge. Otherwise, no one would have such a misconception of voidness in Brahman. As there are airplanes, ladies and gentlemen, so there must be cities and houses and everything else just suitable to the particular planets. One should not carry the ideas of imperfection from this world to the transcendental world and not take into consideration the nature of the atmosphere as completely free from the influence of time, etc., as described previously.
ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरोन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं. वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगनारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सावदेतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगनाललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च. हे कृष्णा करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता श्रीराधा कांता नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचना गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे. नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने. नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात दिशुतारिणे.
Reading the translation one more time. The Vaikuntha planets are also surrounded by various airplanes, all glowing and brilliantly situated. These airplanes belong to the great Mahatmas or devotees of the Lord. The ladies are as beautiful as lightning because of their celestial complexions, and all this combined together appear just like the sky decorated with both clouds and lightning.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all for coming and joining us for Srimad Bhagavatam class at Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Before I start, I would like to take the blessings of all my senior Vaishnavas, senior God brothers, whoever is watching online and assembled here. So I can speak something which could be of some value to myself, and if all of you also get something out of it, it will be a benediction to all of us. So, just to recap in terms of what has been happening so far, right? So Sunday, the beautiful class given by Gaurang Prabhu on the purpose behind the pain in this material world, and the way he explained, he literally convinced all of us that there is nothing but pain in this world, as how Krishna also explains in Bhagavad Gita, Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. And I was hearing Radhanath Maharaj's class, and where he said that in this material world there is practically no happiness. And he gave an amazing analogy. He said it's like a coal. Huh? जैसे अगर कोल है, इट्स अ कंप्लीट ब्लैक, नो मैटर हाउ मच यू वॉश इट, इट इज नेवर गोइंग टू बिकम व्हाइट. इट्स लाइक दैट. सो दिस थ्रू टू थ्रू द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज मेड अप ऑफ पेन. देयर इज नो अदर मटेरियल इन इट. लाइक हाउ एवरी पार्टिकल ऑफ द कोल इज कोल ओनली, देयर इज नथिंग एल्स इन इट. सो इट इज अनअडल्टरेटेड दुखालयम. So we may wonder, like, you know, that why we just keep on talking about Dukkhalayam. So please go and hear Gaurang Prabhu's class. He very beautifully explained that ultimately what we should be doing to get the real happiness. As many times, like, you know, even in the GOSD class it is mentioned, sometimes I felt like, you know, it is very, very inappropriate example, right? So the example given is like, you know, कि भाई आपका कुछ चीज खो गया है, समझो आपका नेकलेस या तो आपका फिंगर रिंग खो गया है सोने का. आपका खो गया है यहां कहीं पे बाहर बाबुलनाथ के पास आपका रिंग खो गया है. एंड देन यू लाइक यू नो सर्चिंग फ्रेंटिकली समवेयर इन दादर एंड समबडी आस्क कि लाइक यू नो आपका क्या खो गया. बोलते नहीं मेरा फिंगर रिंग खो गया है. तो बोलते क्यों आप यहां, तो दादर कहां खो गया था, मेरा बाबुलनाथ के पास. तो ये तो दादर है, आप यहां पे क्यों खोज रहे हो. बोलते नहीं यहां पे लाइट है, वहां पे अंधेरा था, आई कुडंट फाइंड इट. तो यहां पे लाइट है तो यहीं पे ढूंढ रहा हूं शायद मिल जाए. सो व्हाट इज द पॉसिबिलिटी कि उसको फिंगरिंग मिलेगा उसका. नहीं मिलेगा ना, 100% नहीं मिलेगा. क्यों? क्योंकि वो खो गया कहीं पे और हम लोग ढूंढ रहे कहीं और जगह पे. नाउ इट इज मेकिंग सेंस व्हेन महाराज सेड लाइक यू नो इट इज लाइक अ कोयला, लाइक यू नो इट्स कंप्लीटली एवरी पार्टिकल इज दुखालयम. और हम लोग उसी में ढूंढ रहे हैं कि कभी तो कुछ अलग चीज निकलेगा. कैसे निकलेगा? आपका चीज खो गया है बाबुलनाथ में, आप ढूंढ रहे हो दादर में, कैसे मिलेगा? जस्ट बिकॉज लाइट इज देयर, जस्ट बिकॉज वी आर इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, अभी कहीं पे तो जा नहीं सकते, इसके लिए मैं यहीं पे ढूंढता हूं सुख. अरे भाई पर यहां पे ऑलरेडी दुखालय बताया गया है, इसको कैसे ढूंढ पाओगे? सो दैट्स द पर्पज ऑफ दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड इज वेरी ब्यूटिफुली एक्सप्लेन बाय गौरांग प्रभु. एंड हाउ टू गेट आउट ऑफ दिस इज ऑल्सो ब्यूटिफुली एक्सप्लेन बाय हिम. And then Prahlad Priya Prabhu explained about the how the different things happen in the Vaikuntha planets. And he explained even the demons and the devotees, not the devotees, the demigods, right? They also come together for one purpose, to please the Lord, to worship the Lord. It is such an amazing. And he gave an amazing example of like, you know, how Prabhupada translates that Prabhaha word as a electricity. Right? And it was such an amazing, and he brought out the, like, you know, the pastime of Narkasura, and that's where he said, like, you know, his whole city was lighted up by the electricity. So it's not that the electricity of the age of this time only, it has been existing somewhere else as well, right? So very beautifully explained. And then Avatar Leela Prabhu nicely explained about the how Srimad Bhagavatam came into existence, how Parikshit Maharaj got cursed, and how this whole setting happened of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And yesterday, Krishna Chandra Bhosu, like, you know, I was just wondering, all stalwarts were giving class, and like, you know, all these lions and tigers, and I'm coming here like a little mouse trying to speak something. Hopefully, I'll able to contribute something to all the speakers who have spoken so beautifully. And Krishna Chandra Bhosu very beautifully explained about the Vaikuntha planet, and also he brought out the interesting point by quoting Srila Prabhupada, that if you are in the jail, right, and different people have a different degree of punishments, isn't it? Somebody may be breaking the rocks, somebody doing the gardening, and somebody is completely chained and maybe getting a beating probably every day, because the punishment is so harsh and the offense is so harsh, the punishment is also so harsh, right? And then one day, the jail keeper says that, I am so happy today, so I would like to grant you a wish. Ask for anything. So somebody comes at, you know, ye gardening mere ko bahut heavy ho raha hai. Can you give me prasad serving, the food serving distribution seva? De sakte hai aap mujhe? Koi aake bolega, mere ko roj chabuk khana padta hai. Can I have it alternate day? Roj sahan nahi hota hai. You know, और रोज मेरे को इतना सारा आपको यूटेंसिल्स धोना पड़ता है. कैन आई गेट लाइक यू नो ऑल्टरनेट डे, कुछ और सेवा मिल सकता है? सो दोज काइंड ऑफ विश, इफ दे गो एंड आस्क टू द जेल कीपर, व्हाट विल यू टेल दिस प्रिजनर्स? यू आर फुलिश, ही हैज ग्रांट यू द विश, यू कैन आस्क फॉर टू गेट आउट ऑफ द जेल, इजंट इट? हम लोग को लगता है कि हाँ वैसे ही मांगेगा ना, क्यों नहीं मांगेगा? पर हमारा भी हालत ऐसा ही है
कई बार भगवान आके हमको पूछे भी रहेंगे कि क्या चाहिए, अच्छा जॉब दे दो, हाँ बच्चे को थोड़ा ओबीडियंट कर दो, माई स्पाउस वाइफ और हस्बैंड हु एवर यू आर डीलिंग डिपेंडिंग ऑन योर जेंडर राइट, उसको थोड़ा सबमिसिव बना दो, मीन्स वॉट यू वॉन्ट टू रिमेन इन दिस वर्ल्ड एंड ट्राई टू बी हैप्पी राइट. And very beautifully explained that pap and punya just binds you ultimately, right? Ultimately you have to get out of both pap and punya. So most of the time what we try to minimize our pain and maximize our happiness. And in between, we try to fit in Krishna somewhere. That is what we try to do. But that doesn't work. And he gave a beautiful example of Shreyas and prayers through Vritrasura's story, right? Vritrasura was a demon and Indra was the king of demigods, but he was so attached to his positions and everything else that he wanted to continue as what he was. Whereas Vritrasura was saying like, you know, you just kill me, I'll go back home, back to Godhead, and you continue being a king of the demigod and you suffer here. Because ultimately, even you being the king of the demigod, you have to go through the pain. That we will see how it unfolds in today's verse. Right? So those are the beautiful points that were shared. And I'll just confess one thing before we dive into the today's purport. I was preparing the class. Unfortunately, whatever you want to call it, whoever is a speaker, generally they get that Excel sheet in terms of whoever is going to give a class. And then you know that you have 15-20 days to prepare your class, because that Excel sheet has been shared that much in advance. I did not get the Excel sheet, so I thought, I don't have to give class. So I was quite relaxed. And Monday I get a WhatsApp saying that, Prabhuji, you have a class, you have to speak on 2.9.13. And I said I did not get the Excel sheet. And he showed me, no, you got an email, you see your CC in the email, my email was there. So I couldn't argue, and then I said, I have to prepare now. So I have a very less time, so I started preparing. And I wrote almost my 30-40% of my class I prepared, made notes nicely in the notepad. And suddenly, in front of my eyes, I got a shock. My laptop started shutting down because I forgot to plug in the charger. And I should not call it the stupid laptop, but anyways, that laptop should have given me the warning, right, that you're running out of the battery, last 2 minutes or something, save your things. Nothing happened, it just suddenly shut down. And with hope against hope, I restarted the laptop thinking that, I wish I have saved something. But when I looked at it, nothing saved and everything was gone. And I was so disturbed actually, because, I'm such a dull-headed, I'm not as intelligent as other speakers. So I take a lot of time to prepare the class. And now I'm running against the time, even though in the verse it is said that in Vaikuntha, there is no influence of time, but I'm living in this material world where time is influencing like anything. I'm not going to get back another days on. My class is not going to get postponed. I have to give it on time. And I was so disturbed, and actually I was having an angry face at Krishna's picture. And I said, I was doing time pass. Main aapka hi class ke liye prepare kar raha tha. Why this, Why this? And by grace of Krishna only, the thought came to my mind about Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada's typewriter was stolen while he was in US. His manuscript was stolen. So he had to write those manuscripts again. It was not just one class. The entire manuscripts of Bhagavad Gita was stolen and he had to write that again. And I was thinking that I'm going to speak about the mood of the Vaikuntha planets, the Vaikuntha Vasis, how they are. They're completely abide by the plan of the Lord. Right? And I should also take this as the plan of the Lord. That is what has to happen. Let me just accept it. Right? And then the other minds start telling you, no, but you have to have a lessons learned. Next time make sure that you go on saving the things or creating the world. So that there is an auto-save facility and everything is there. So the next time, your work is not lost. So you have to be like that. And then another thought came into my mind, saying that no matter how much we depend on the technology or how much we want to do this, if something has to happen, it will happen. And that reminded me the amazing story shared by Dr. Hegde, who is the
very senior neurosurgeon in Bangalore. You know the story he shared? He said there is a one day, a one patient came to me in a horrifying state for the brain surgery. You know what was the horrifying state? The person met with an accident. How he met with an accident? He was going on a bike without helmet. So that again tells us that everyone should wear a helmet if they are riding on the two-wheeler. He was going behind a truck fully loaded with the steel rods. And suddenly the truckwala puts the brake, and this guy could not control and he could not put the brake in time. And the rod goes through and through from his forehead and comes out from the back of his head. A steel rod goes from here, comes out from the back. And in that situation, he was brought to the hospital. Now, do you see the chances of this person surviving? Practically no chances that this person can survive. The surgery lasts for 13 to 14 hours. And miraculously, this person survives. This person survives. At the same time, not exactly on the same time, but some other time, a famous Hollywood actor, I forget his name, but he has played the role of a Superman, the original Superman movie which came, he played that role. He acted as a Superman. Now this very famous superstar, Hollywood superstar, riding a horse, falls from the horse and has the head injury. Now you can imagine this person is in US, best of the medical instruments, best of the medical equipments, best of the doctors doing the surgery for him, but he could not survive. Right? So that tells us a lot of things. Doesn't mean that we should not go to the best of the doctors, we should not use the best of the technology. We should, but at the back of the mind, we should understand the Lord is in control, not we. That is very, very important. Right? That's what we should always remember. As we are seeing here, right? The very first thing that Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport is it appears that in the Vaikuntha planets, there are also airplanes brilliantly glowing and they are occupied by the great devotees of the Lord. So we see here that the aeroplanes are there in Vaikuntha planets, right? But what is the nature of this aeroplane? It is said it is brilliantly shining, not because of the Asian paint or whatever the paint was there on the aeroplane. It is said that aeroplane is also Sat Chit Ananda, as it is explained here in the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Right? That means they are living beings, not like a dead matter, what we see the aeroplane. Even we get fascinated by the dead matter of aeroplanes. Anybody going to the airport like, you know, wow, which Airbus is this? Like so many things happening, right? And we are trying to say, okay, there is a business class, first class economy. Now there is coming like, you know, a little bit make you feel better. There is a premium economy, right? There are so many things happening to have your senses enjoyed. But here, aeroplane is Sat Chit Ananda. What does that mean? That means this aeroplane knows exactly what my Lord wants. If my Lord wants me to be a blue color, the aeroplane will be in blue color that day. If my Lord wants me to be in white color, I'll be in the white color. It doesn't have to go to the workshop and get painted. Because these are all living beings. And they can act according to the desire of the Lord. Right? Sometimes we also have those desires, right? Like, you know, I wish I have a car which, like, you know, every other day I can change the color because, you know, ek color dekh ke hum log pak jate hain, kya ho gaya abhi, ek hi car, same color, I want to change it. So, you try to do it, but it's so expensive, right? And some features, every 6 months there is a new feature keep coming. Oh, I wish my car has this particular feature. So, there is so much of a wish list going on, right? I wish, like, you know, when there is a traffic, there is some WhatsApp video comes, right? There's amazing vehicles, like, you know, it can, like, you know, pull themselves up and, like, you know, go around the boundaries and maneuver in the traffic. So I wish it can be like this. All this wish that you can have is absolutely fulfilled for the pleasure of the Lord in Vaikunthas. I'm sure most of us have seen the James Bond movies, right? All these fancy things comes and different things for their controlling and for their enjoyment, isn't it? But believe me, there is nothing that you can imagine which is not existing in the creation of the Lord. Because who created you? Lord creates you. He is the one who created you. So how come you can think something which cannot exist in the creation of the Lord? It is existing, but you should know how to access that particular thing. You should know how to access that particular thing. Same example. You lost your thing in Babulnath, you are searching in the other. You lost your heart in the spiritual world, you are trying to find the happiness in the material world. Kaise milega? Nahi milega. It is not possible only. It is not at all possible. So today, I thought, let's discuss that what these Vaikuntha planets are all about. What is the mood of the Vaikuntha Vasis? Right? That is very, very important, because without knowing what is the mood of the Vaikuntha Vasis, how we even develop the desire to go there, right? So sometimes I was thinking that how come the Lord or the devotees of the Lord describe so much about the Vaikuntha planets? The reason behind that, so that we develop the desire that I want to go there. They're giving you the address that where you have lost your finger ring, right? So I was thinking that I will just read few verses, because there is another place in Srimad Bhagavatam, the beautiful description of the Vaikuntha planet comes, which is in the third canto, 15th chapter. So I would like to read a few verses of this. It starts from, the description starts from the verse number 16 of the 15th chapter of the third canto. In those Vaikuntha planets, there are many forests which are very auspicious. In those forests, the trees are desire trees, and in all seasons, they are filled with flowers and fruits, because everything in the Vaikuntha planet is spiritual and personal. So you can see over the trees over there is the desire trees. Right? Mango yahan pe kab tak milega? Abhi almost we are done with the mangoes. Right? Even though you want to have it, you cannot have it. And even if you try to artificially make it, all those doesn't taste that good as what we get in the month of May and June. Right? But here in the spiritual world, every time, all the time, all the fruits are available in those trees. Why? Because all these trees are personal. And over there, you will not be desiring to enjoy something for yourself. You will always be wanting to give this and offer it to the Lord. That is the consciousness. Going forward, it says, in Vaikuntha planets, the inhabitants fly in their airplanes. Again, like, you know, the airplanes is mentioned here. Accompanied by their wives and consorts. So, just imagine, it's not that you don't have the families or the wives and consorts in Vaikuntha. Yes, you do. Right? But we will see what they do over there in the Vaikuntha planets. And eternally sing. So, accompanied by their wives and consorts. And eternally sing. Eternally sing of the character and the activities of the Lord, which are always devoid of all inauspicious qualities. While singing the glories of the Lord, they deride even the presence of the blossoming Madhavi flowers, which are fragrant and laden with honey. Now, such a fragrant fragrance is coming from these Madhavi flowers. But while they were singing the glories of the Lord, they were not at all attracted by that. So you can see the consciousness of the Vaikuntha Vasis is such an amazing consciousness. Even they are with their consorts, with their beautiful wives. But what is the focus? Not looking at each other and trying to glorify each other. They are both coming together to glorify whom? To Lord, very beautifully. When the king of this is an amazing verse. Okay, this is the most beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, I would say. When the king of bees hums in high pitch, singing the glories of the Lord, there is a temporary lull in the noise of the pigeon, the cuckoo, the crane, the charavaka, the swan, the parrot, the partridge, and the peacock. Such transcendental birds stop their own singing simply to hear the glories of the Lord. Now just see such a beautiful atmosphere and beautiful consciousness. All these birds are the royal birds in singing, by the way. They can sing much, much better than the bee.
But just because B is glorifying the Lord, everyone became silent to hear the glories of the Lord from that B. What will happen in the material world? Hey B, tere ko gaana nahi raha, chup reh ja. Idhar ye dekh, peacock kitna acha ga raha hai. No. Everyone wants to have that encouragement to serve the Lord. Such a beautiful thing. I'll read two more verses. Such a beautiful environment is being mentioned of the Vaikuntha planets. Although flowering plants like the... This is amazing verse. Huh? Although flowering plants like Mandara... When I read some of these plants, I was wondering like, you know, do we really know which are all these plants, right? Such a beautiful names of these plants. Mandara, Kunda, Kurbaka, Utpala, Champaka, Arna, Punanga, Nagakesara, Bakula, Lili and Parijata are full of transcendental fragrance. They are still conscious of the austerities performed by Tulsi. For Tulsi is given special preference by the Lord who garlands himself with Tulsi leaves. Now compared to all these beautiful and fragrant flowers, where is Tulsi Devi in one sense from the external perspective, right? It looks very ordinary from that angle. As they say, the beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder, right? If you have that devotion, then you will really see the beauty of Tulsi Maharani, right? But here, it is said that all these beautiful flowers and the plants were so fragrant, but they still do not forget the austerities performed by Tulsi and the due credit that Tulsi possesses in relation with the Lord. They all agree to that. And nobody becomes envious saying that, okay, why only Tulsi leaves to be offered at the lotus feet of the Lord? Why only Tulsi garland? Why not us so close to the Lord? No, everyone is happy seeing Tulsi Maharani getting that mercy of the Lord. Right? And then the last verse of this beautiful explanation of the Vaikuntha planet. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha travel in their airplanes made of lapis, lazuli, emerald and gold. Although crowded by their consorts who have large hips and beautiful smiling faces, they cannot be stimulated to passion by their mirth and beautiful charms. So this is the most amazing point that is being called out here. Right? Their wives are so beautiful, but they are not at all influenced or not at all carried away by their beauty. Why? Because they all want to serve the Lord. Even the gentlemen of the Vaikuntha planets, they resemble like Vishnu, who is so beautiful. Right? So it's not that the ladies are like, you know, looking at their husband, oh, you are so beautiful, so handsome. No, both are completely absorbed in serving the Lord. That is what the consciousness is. Right? So what is in the spiritual world and what we see in the material world is completely contrast. Completely contrast. What we see in this material world, which is full of lust. Look at Hollywood, Bollywood, Tollywood, anything. It's nothing but lust. It's just how I can exploit the other person. That's it. What is exactly the opposite of lust, which is existing in the spiritual world, is love. Everything is centered around loving Krishna. What is so much prevalent in this material world? Anger. So much prevalent. It is said nowadays in Delhi, the road rage is so much that people kill each other. Just because somebody overtake us, they cannot tolerate. They somehow or other catch up with that person and they kill the other person. Can you imagine the level of anger is so insane? But if you go to the spiritual world, in Vaikuntha planets, there is no anger. Only compassion. As we see, these bees were singing and all the other birds kept quiet. Such a compassion. Let the bees sing the glories of the Lord. It is so wonderful. In this material, what is out there? Greed. So prevalent. Everyone is so greedy, so selfish. How can I get this? Huh? Without making any endeavor, how can I get more money? More things. Everything is circle around that only.
But what is there in the spiritual world? There is no greed, only selflessness. Everyone is selflessly serving the Lord. Envy, which is all pervading in this material world. You never know who will be your enemy. The best of the friends. In fact, it is said that even a son takes away the property of the mother. Can you imagine? The envy is so overloaded in this material world. And it is said in Vaikuntha planets, there is no envy. I think that is where our system gets hanged. How can there be a place? How can there be a place where there is no lust? There is no anger. There is no greed. There is no envy. Only cooperation exists in the material world. The spiritual world, Vaikuntha planets. Only cooperation. As we see, all the flowers are cooperating and allowing Tulsi Maharani to go near to the Lord. It is so amazing. It is so amazing. Right? And everyone is proud in this material world. Everyone. They said even a beggar is proud of his penny. Right? But what is out there in the spiritual world? Absolute humility. There is no pride. It is said that if you have any of these things, you cannot enter the Vaikuntha planets. You cannot enter the Vaikuntha planets. And finally, we are all illusion. No matter how much we try, we are still illusion. And what is out there is complete knowledge. Everyone in Vaikuntha planets are full of knowledge. What does that mean? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we are all serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what the actual knowledge, that is what the real knowledge is. And one who gets that knowledge and one who acts on that knowledge, that person will become completely happy. That person will become completely happy. But we don't get it. So if any one of us wants to go to this beautiful place, beautiful is, you cannot even imagine. It's beyond your imagination. You may have seen any of the beautiful place, maybe the Himalayas, maybe a Switzerland, maybe US, whatever you have seen, Hawaii, right? Whatever you have seen in this material world is nothing but just a little spark of the splendor that what Krishna has in Vaikuntha planets. It's really so amazing. Airplanes we are talking about, right? If the flights are full, like, you know, they may even ask you to say that, you know, sorry, we cannot board you today because we are overbooked. Or the prices go so high that you can't even buy the tickets because it's not within your reach. But here, this aeroplane is Satchidananda. What it does, it expands. We all know in Ramayana when Lord Ramachandra was coming back from Lanka to Ayodhya. So all these Vanaras, who also wanted to come to Ayodhya, Lord onboarded them into this Pushpak Vimana. This Pushpak Vimana automatically expanded. It's not that, oh, okay, sorry, let's call the another airline and let's get a few more planes to accommodate you. No. There is no such things. The aeroplane itself expanded. Can you imagine? So that is the beauty. That is the beauty of the spiritual world. That is the beauty of Vaikuntha planet. That everyone can be accommodated without any hassle, without any trouble. Another beautiful example comes of the spiritual family. You know, the best spiritual family is of Lord Shiva. Who is in Lord Shiva's family? Mother Parvati and two beautiful sons, Ganesha and Kartikeya. Right? Now, everyone has their own vehicles. Now, just see the contrast here and how they live in complete harmony. Lord Shiva has a vehicle as Nandi. And Parvati has a vehicle as Lion. Now, can Lion and Bull stay together? As soon as the Lion sees the Bull, like, you know, the mouth starts watering. Here is my, like, you know, nice lunch. But they completely stay together without any trouble. Right? Now, what is there in Lord Shiva's neck? Snake. Right? And what is the vahana of Ganesha? Mouse. And what is the food for snake? Mouse.
Now another son, Kartikeya, what is his vehicle? Peacock. And peacock loves to eat snakes. So you can imagine how complicated this family is. But they are completely living in harmony. How? Because they have Vaikuntha consciousness. That is the most important. Here, we are all of the same nature. I hope none of us here is cannibals, right? Otherwise, we would not be sitting here. We are not here to eat each other, right? Still, we cannot stay with each other. Can you imagine? And here, they are exactly opposite and exactly the enemies of each other. But they are living in complete harmony. Why? Because they have Vaikuntha consciousness. And why we cannot stay, even though we are not so-called enemies? Because we do not have the Vaikuntha consciousness. What is our consciousness? Is always competing, always what I can get it. That's why, you know, this the famous thing, like, you know, anybody is trying to propose something, right? Any product or any project or anything for that matter. You be in corporate or kahin pe bhi aap job kar rahe ho ya aapka business hai, to aapke employee rahenge. What people ask, anything that you suggest, what's in it for me? Right? That's a famous statement, what's in it for me? Because every time we are just looking how I can satisfy my senses. That's all. And as long as we have that kind of a desire, we will never ever able to enter the Vaikuntha planets. It is not possible at all. And we are living in this world which is exactly the opposite. What is spiritual world? Is Sat Chit Ananda. This aeroplane is also Sat Chit Ananda. Sat means what? Eternal. Chit means full of knowledge. Ananda means full of bliss. Can you imagine an aeroplane? Is eternal. Or full of knowledge. What it's supposed to do. To serve the Lord. And full of bliss. Why? Because it's serving the Lord. What is happening here? Everything is temporary. Everything. We saw something in Rome, right? Now all tuta futa structure, they're trying to maintain as it is. Just to remember that, you know, once upon a time we had this colossal and all these things. Nothing remains. But can you imagine at once, in that time, how it was, must be so opulent and so amazing. But can it remain as it is? No. Can we remain ourselves as it is? You may wonder sometimes looking in the mirror, arre yaar, kafi badlav aa chuka hai. Huh? It's like that. You may be young. Some people may be like, you know, in their prime of youth. And they may wonder like, you know, I will remain like this. And I heard Maharaj's class and he said, wait for a few days. And I was wondering like, you know, waiting for a few days? What does that mean? Things are going to change in few days. Try to understand the definition of few days means it is in due course of time, it will turn into a different being or the different shape completely. Right? How many of you feel that, like, you know, I was just going to the school just some time ago, you know, and suddenly now I have become 50 years. The time has passed so fast. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. So we are all temporary. But something within us is so permanent, so which makes us feel that we are permanent. We are eternal. Because the soul is within this body, that makes you feel that I am eternal. You are eternal. Provided you understand you are not this body. But if you identify yourself with the body, then you are not eternal. The body is going to perish. It's a material thing. So it is asat, is achit. It's no knowledge. Believe me, how much, it's like, you know, it's really amazes me sometimes that how much we try, even myself, I find myself, even I speak so high philosophy sitting on this Vyasasana, as soon as I go off, like, you know, I'll start finding some happiness somewhere. Right?
It is so ingrained in us. Prahlad Maharaj warned us, if you want to be happy, stop trying to be happy. It's as simple as that. But it never ever gets rid of it. I theoretically understand. But as soon as I get off this, something I see nice to eat, something nice place to go, some nice deals happening on Amazon or Flipkart, or immediately we just get hooked on to that. It's such an amazing world that the Lord has created that gives you the hope, you know. The current scientists feel that, oh, previous scientists could not figure out how to find the real happiness. We will do it. Don't you see that, like, you know, earlier you did not have even a phones. You have to, like, you know, write a letter and it reaches after such a long time. And then you have to reply back. What is that communication? Here, immediately on the phone. And nowadays we have the mobile phones. So you can go anywhere and talk to anybody in anywhere in the world. Provided you have to have international roaming. That's a different case. But you can talk to anybody. Feeling that these mobiles have created such an amazing thing. Wo match wahan pe chal raha hai, US mein. And we are seeing it here live. Jaise Sanjay bata rahe the in Bhagavad Gita to Dhritarashtra. Can you imagine same technology, we could figure it out. Just see Lord Krishna, you know, we are competing with you. How you had Sanjay, we are also having our Mr. Television. Are we happy? If these people nowadays, I don't know, earlier also they used to call TV as a nice synonymous, the TV as, you know what it is? Idiot box. It is actually in one sense. Because, can you imagine a person who has no idea and, like, you know, just switch on the TV and whatever comes, watches, like, you know, switching some channel here and there and just goes on spending their valuable time, the human form of life, in front of some digital rays coming out of it and titillating our senses. I know it's easy to speak. I also get succumbed to such things. Right? But coming back to the point that we have such a hope against hope in this material world that one day we will find the amazing happiness, the permanent happiness. So we have these mobiles, we have now all this metaverse and artificial intelligence. So ultimately what we are trying to do, we are trying to play God in one sense. Isn't it? We are trying to play God. We want to control everything through all these technologies and everything. But the same thing, we have forgotten something in Babulnath, we are searching in Dadar. No matter how hard we try, AI will come and then there will be a problem with the AI, then there will be a problem with something else. You will not find it. Because you have not lost it here. You have lost it in the Vaikuntha planets. You have to go to the Vaikuntha planets to find the happiness. You are not going to find it here. It is not possible. It is not at all possible. So this contrast continue to exist. So if we really want to go back home, back to Godhead, what are the things that we have to take care? We have to really transform our lust into love. And love for what? Not be the mortal being of this world, but for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you see even the starting of this chapter, very beautifully explained by Sukhdev Goswami, in the starting of this chapter, Sukhdev Goswami says, if one is not influenced by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that person lives in dream. Can you imagine what a heavy statement and what a knowledge that one can get? If you're not influenced by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are living in dream. And while you are living in that state, you are overwhelmed by the concept of I and mine. Isn't it? You are always just thinking in terms of I and mine. Mere logo ka kya hoga, mera kya hoga? To get out of that, you have to situate yourself into the complete Krishna consciousness. Complete Krishna consciousness. And we see how Brahmaji, right, who himself was the first being and he was, like, you know, came out of the navel of Lord Vishnu. There is no mother for Lord Brahma. So you can imagine the power of that being, Brahma. He was completely illusioned and he did not know what to do. So what to speak of us? And we feel we know the stuff. We'll figure it out. The first being, such a powerful being, he himself did not know. And then by the mercy of the Lord, he hears the word tapa. And he follows that process of tapa. And by doing that, Lord becomes very pleased. And then what does the Lord do? By being pleased, the first thing the Lord does is shows him the Vaikuntha planets. So what does that mean? So Maharaj is explaining very beautifully, the first thing Lord shows Brahma is Vaikuntha planet. Means right from the beginning, set the goal that you have to come here. You don't have to stay here in material world. You should come to this Vaikuntha planets. That is very important. Right? So similarly, it has been multiple times told to us through scriptures, through classes, through many things, that ultimately this is not where we belong. This is not where we belong. Like if you take the fish out of water. Sometimes I feel some of the analogies are so simple but so profound. If you take the fish out of water and give that fish the best looking fish to mate with, the best of the food that the fish likes, will the fish be able to enjoy? Will the fish be happy? No. Why? Because fish belongs to water. We being spirit souls, we belong to the spiritual world. We do not belong to this material world. So what we need to do is to get out of this material world. We have to take care of our lust. We have to take care of our anger. We have to take care of our greed, we have to take care of our envy, we have to take care of our pride, and we have to get out of the illusion. And there is a process. And what is that process? Process is very simple. Sometimes we wonder that how this easy thing can get us out of this such a complicated material world. No, it is. The process is simple, but Prabhupada says it's not easy. Right? The process is very simple. Follow the four regulative principles. Chant the holy names very sincerely, minimum 16 rounds, attentively, as much as possible, and do not offend anybody. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu guaranteed that I will take home, back home, back to Godhead. Just do this very simple thing. Chant the holy names and do not offend anybody. Simple. We may feel, oh, is it? Do it and it will definitely happen. And once Srila Prabhupada was asked about his spiritual master, and Srila Prabhupada said, what can I say about my spiritual master? He was a Vaikuntha man. Right? So I'll end with this. We are over time. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki.